Oasis Audio presents Purgatory Road by Samuel Parker, read for you by Dean Gallagher. Prologue. The 18-wheeler pulled into the truck stop off I-15 and applied the air brakes. The passenger door swung open and a young girl jumped out, waved a thank you to the driver, and walked toward Las Vegas. She had a small backpack thrown over one shoulder of her denim jacket. All she had. The driver had been a nice enough guy. He had picked her up along a stretch in Utah and enjoyed the company. He said that he had a daughter back in Memphis and that he couldn't imagine seeing her walk the roads out west at her age. When they pulled into Vegas, he handed her $40 from his beat-up wallet.
Here, take it.
You don't have to.
No arguing now, here.
They both knew that she needed it more than he did. No doubt he also thought the money would soothe his conscience for leaving such a naive creature on the doorstep of Sin City. She walked most of the afternoon through the boarded-up streets northeast of the Strip, thumbing the buttonholes on the jacket she held and wiping the sweat from her brow, the desert sun turning her shoulders red. She met the few catcalls and periodic requests for spare change with downcast eyes and silence. She was scared. This was not what she had come out west for. Night crept in, and the sidewalk shadows grew more menacing. She stepped into a party store and grabbed a can of Coke and a stick of beef jerky. She waited in line behind a fidgety man, undecided on the best choice of liquor under $5, which he then paid for with two crumpled bills and a small mountain of change pulled from his sagging pants. Under the white light of the store awning, she sat on the sidewalk and ate her dinner. The girl checked into a run-down 50s motel that was half vacant. She did not want to sleep outside tonight. Not here.
"You 18?" the desk clerk asked as he wiped some crumbs off his stained wife-beater T-shirt.
"Yes," she replied without eye contact.
"Uh-huh."
He slid the key to her and snatched up the $20 bill she laid on the counter. She went to room 7. Lucky number, she thought. She took a shower and pulled out a shirt from her backpack. It was dirty, but still cleaner than the one she wore on the way in. She would have to find a laundromat, but the thought of spending money from her dwindling supply on clean clothes seemed like an extravagance that she could not afford. The girl dried her hair as best as she could with her towel, curled up on the bed, and fell asleep. She was awakened the next day by a pounding on the door. How long had she slept? She looked at the clock. 12:30. The pounding continued.
"You dead in there? You only paid for one night. You get out now."
She ran around the room collecting her things and hustled out the door.
"You need another night?"
"No, I don't have the money."
"I'm sure we could work something out," he said, looking her up and down.
Her heart rose to her throat, and the combination of fear and loathing almost made her vomit. She turned and walked to the street as fast as she could. She wandered around aimlessly, mouse in a constantly changing maze. She saw the faces of happy tourists on the Strip, enthralled with 100 megawatts of burning filament, and wished she could have someone to smile with. She kept walking. The girl's stomach roared, so she found a diner and stepped inside. She walked to a booth and sat down, grabbing a laminated menu. A middle-aged woman approached, sporting a classic Mel's Diner uniform, and looked her over.
"My, my, you look like you've been through some things," the waitress said, tapping her pad of paper. "What can I get you?"
Some toast and some water."
"You need more than that, honey. I'll get you something good."
Within minutes, the girl was staring down a hot turkey sandwich drenched in gravy and a side of potatoes. Thanksgiving dinner on a greasy spoon. She scarfed it down quickly as if someone would steal it before she was done.
How much will that be?"
"Don't worry, honey. I got it. You want anything else?"
"A Coke?"
"Sure thing."
The girl sat in the booth, drumming her fingers and sipping her soda while lost in a daydream, the bent end of the straw suffering from her half-conscious chewing. She paid little attention to the people coming.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?